Let's come into our meditation this morning by taking good care of the body and sitting in a way that's comfortable, or if need be, lying down, standing. And take a few moments to really make contact with the earth. Really feel your feet and bottom and your hands and the sense of the torso and head. And in an erect and dignified way. And bringing intention into the practice. What brings you here to practice today? Why are you bothering? What is so important to you that you're here, that you're engaging in this present moment awareness? Often what's important to us in the moment is a reflection of what is important to us within the wider sphere of our life, what we deeply care about, what we value. And so appreciate that. And along with your particular aspirations for today, let's also aspire to be very present in a friendly way. Grounding, if you will, in a feeling of the body. Perhaps letting a sense of the breath be part of that feeling of the body. Especially if it helps you to be here. And continuing to feel body in the present moment, moment to moment to moment, noticing whatever sensations are showing as they show, and opening to them. Ah, yes, this too. Within this frame of the body, we may notice sensations that are pleasant, others that aren't so pleasant, and some that barely catch our attention, that are neither pleasant nor unpleasant. And yet they too belong and are part of this moment. may find it helpful as you bring attention to the body, perhaps the body with the breath, to make a soft mental note of any sensations as they show. Pulsating, pressure, vibration, pulling, burning, itch. Tight, soft. Letting go of generalities such as pain or problem, difficulty, and feel into the constituent sensations. The pulling, the stretching, the burning, the pulsating. And watch how they change, they move. Any sensation that's particularly strong, stay with it and watch it change and move. And when it fades, feel back into the felt sense of the body sitting. Perhaps along with the breathing. Notice what happens with any sensations that are unpleasant. Notice what happens to the mind. If the mind starts to spin, tell a story, throw in a few second arrows. Get caught up in aversion. Notice that and just feel the body sitting, the sensations as they are, and how they're moving, they're changing. And it's not the whole story of your life. continuing to notice body sitting or your chosen posture, and being very grounded in it. Feel those contact points. Continuing to be present in the body and noticing as well what can happen with the mind with pleasant sensations. We can spin with these too into wanting more and more and more. We can get caught up in a whole story. Oh, I should practice more. This feels so nice. I really should do a retreat. I should go away for a retreat. Yada, yada, yada. And just come back. Feel the body and your posture, ground. Certainly enjoy pleasant sensations, but can we enjoy them without grasping after them? They too are changing. Notice too what happens with the mind with sensations that are neither pleasant nor unpleasant to us. And sometimes the breath is like this. And when sensations are neither pleasant nor unpleasant, neutral if you will, we can get lost. We can lose the present moment. We can really fade away. Maybe get caught up then in some kind of craving, or equally possible, some aversion. We might get restless. We might get very tired. Lots of possibilities here. The mind may fill with doubt. Noticing those neutral sensations and what may happen with the mind. It's just how the mind works. Nothing to shame ourselves about. We ground again and again into our chosen postures. Just here. And feel into the changing sensations, moment to moment to moment. Not taking any of it personally. The wanting mind that can show with pleasant experiences, the not wanting mind, aversion with the unpleasant. The various difficulties, the loss of awareness with the neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Just being interested in how minds work. Continuing to ground in the felt sense of the body and opening to the different play of sensations as they show. Naming them, possibly noticing pleasant, unpleasant, neither, and noticing how they change. And in these last few moments, coming back to our aspirations for today. Remembering them. Appreciating if there's been any benefit from practice. And doing our best to aspire to take these aspirations into the next few moments, our time together. That we may be here and present for ourselves and one another with kindness and friendliness. And whatever particular aspirations you have.